You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I always love some of the college guys back in the day that like looked the part and like they're going to be amazing in the NFL, and then they don't end up being amazing. But like Taylor Mays.
Yep.
Wasn't Taylor Mays like a 6'3 defensive back?
Some would say he was Taylor made.
Get out of here.
I was more of a King Cobra myself.
I'm done with all this.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Sad.
Because you always used to remind when we had an argument one time, and it was when Steph Curry threw his mouthpiece. We had a bunch of callers, and they all were like, I'll fight Steph Curry. And it was a bunch of like Kens and Parma. Like guys are looking like me, I'll kick Steph Curry's ass. And Lima got annoyed. He's like, you know, he like squats like 600 pounds and he's 6'4", right? He just looks small because he's in a land of giants. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Because Steph Curry looks at that time. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of respect for him now. I mean, that's all in the past. But at that time, it's like he had a punchable face for a lot of fans, and especially for Cleveland fans. And because, you know, you're on LeBron's side and LeBron is the Zeus of Zeuses, you think that Steph Curry is just this little twerp. And you think, and like, no, he would tower over a lot of us and would definitely beat the brakes off a lot of us in a physical altercation. But we don't think about it that way. And it's the same thing I thought with Donovan Mitchell. Like, oh, he can't be a wide receiver. No, he would absolutely be a wide receiver. His hands are probably, I would think, he probably has a 10-inch
his hands have got to be big.
Yes. I think he would probably be able to catch anything over the middle.
But not running back. You don't think running back for somebody like him, you see the way he navigates the lane, is able to, you know, bounce from one aspect
running
to the
back,
other. Yeah.
I just think it's weird. I just think his talents would be wasted.
Oh.
I think like a ball hawking safety, corner, wide receiver, I think that would be better for him.
I have his hand size.
What is it?
Which they measured at the combine. It is hand width is 9.5 inches.
That's it?
Yeah. Hand length, only 8.5 inches.
That's like our hand. Or that's like mine and Keith's hand. Keith has the biggest hands of the station. I have the second biggest hands
but
of the
station. But it tells you just how good you can see it.
Yeah.
You can see when he's tracking basketballs down, and then obviously, I don't know, hand-eye coordination. How much does hand-eye coordination mean in any position except wide receiver, right? That would be the big one.
But he would definitely be able to be skilled, and I think that he'd be great with any of those. 216-474-0092. All right, I want to play this because we've been trying to get to it all day. Aiden Huntington was in media availability yesterday. People love hearing about this new guy. And do we dare talk about the L word when it comes to Myles Garrett?
In the summer, I went out there with Myles. I trained with Myles a little bit, was out there with Micah Parsons, Will Anderson. Just seeing myself getting out there and getting out of my comfort zone, being with those guys, training, seeing how athletically I stack up, you know, mentally, and just seeing, and it was a lot of competition. I told myself before I came out here, Aiden, you was out there with those guys, you trained with those guys. You know your abilities. You know what God gave you to do. So just go out here and just trust the abilities he gave me and just have fun.
You see the Brian Baldinger breakdown of him, and you're like, where were the other teams? How did he get to the Browns as an undrafted guy? How does he end up with the Browns? Like, that's somebody, like, that's an Eagles pickup. Like, oh, they found this guy, and it's just Howie Roseman's an embarrassment of riches. Now, we haven't played an actual game yet, but he looks amazing. And the thought about Myles... Miles ain't a bad guy. I ain't ever going to accuse him of being a leader, but this is one of those flirtations with it. Like, okay, you take a guy, he's got some talent, you have, because he ain't going to let you or I work out with him. You know, he's going to let a guy who's on his football team work out with him. And so do you put that in the leadership category?
Well, this is what I love, though, because, again, this is how the pendulum swings, where if we ask, Miles Garrett, leader, 216-474, okay, we get flooded with calls, and guys either don't care if he's a leader or they'll say he's not a leader. And it's like, do you think that if people genuinely are asking Miles Garrett, like rookies that are, hey, is this move too obvious? Am I giving things away? What can I do with my hips here? What do you think Miles is going to be like, figure it out yourself, kid, and then go in the other direction?
But this
like,
was not that.
He's going to help guys.
This was not that. And this is also not, hey, let's all go to Atlantis for a week, and I'm going to take everybody out there, and we're gonna foot it on the same bill. And I know exactly who I'm comparing it to.
I was about to say, who are you talking about there?
But I'm just saying, or let's go to South Beach for 5 days and hang out together. This is not that. This was Miles told it, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And Aiden tells a longer story, and it was a 14-minute press conference with him yesterday, and you got to go listen to the thing if you haven't heard it. It's one of the most encouraging press conferences I've heard in a long time from a Browns player. I was amazed by the things that I heard from him. But he said he went up to Miles after minicamp and talked to him, and Miles gave him his number, and he was kind of afraid to text him because he's like, he didn't have my number saved and all that. Miles told him, come down to Dallas, see what's up. He basically told him on a whim, come down there. Miles also told him, if there's a more veteran guy there that needs a room, I'm going to give that guy the room. You're going to have to, you know, figure out your own accommodations. But this was more than just him saying, let's go hang out together in South Beach for a week. He brought him into Dallas for 3 weeks. He stayed at his house with him in Dallas. They trained with Micah Parsons. He listed a bunch of other guys. Alex Wright was there too. I mean, that to me is a guy that's taking on a leadership role that we might not see every day. And had Aiden not told that story, we wouldn't know anything about it.
Because it's not, there's no video team in place.
Right.
There's no production company Correct. That's involved.
This is not a look at me, I'm a leader thing. And that's what I've wanted out of Miles every time we bring it up. I don't need him to tell me he's a leader.
That's
I need
a great
him to
point.
Show me that he's a leader.
That's a great point.
I think that is a really good point there. I mean, if it's just Micah and Miles, I mean, you're already in a who's who there. I mean, these are top three defensive players in all the NFL, for crying out loud. So that's already in good company.
But
Alex Wright, who's had an outstanding camp as well. So you
took
him.
That kid, a undrafted free agent who went from Kent to Louisiana Monroe to Tulane, mm-hmm. and went, I don't know if I belong with these guys. He went down there for 3 weeks and went, yeah, I belong, right? Gave him the confidence that when he came back to training camp, he was going to make this roster. And that's a guy that you've already proven to him he belongs in the NFL now. He's proven to himself he belongs in the NFL. What are we going to see from him on the field? I hope it translates on the field.
It is a weird, you're right about that, because it's a weird moving target when it comes to Miles. Like, there's only been one time in a game where I felt that he quit, and that was that Dolphins game, I want to say in 2021 or 2022, where I felt that he was, I felt the second half of that game, I felt he was just going through the motions. He was sick about what was going on, and he was frustrated. That's the only game I've ever been able to accuse him of saying, like, hey, man, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. it's a weird thing with him because he's not going to give the rah-rah speech, and I don't believe he's going to give the rah-rah speech. And then when you have a guy like Aiden Huntington there, that's a really great move to do. But also where you have the Jason Lloyd article, where I'm not going to sit there and say Jason Lloyd's lying because he wasn't lying. When you're talking about being late and kind of doing your own thing, and when they had the one holiday, he decided to leave early, even though that everybody else was at the building.
It's the one that came out at the end of the year.
Like, that's right. One of those things that play with it.
You know, and we get a little bogged down. I think, Kenny, we do. Sorry to cut you off. We get a little bogged down on this binary leader. Yes, no. Like, obviously, there is going to be a lot of nuance there, you know, like.
But I wish there was some more consistency.
Sure, absolutely. And maybe this is some of what Jimmy Haslam was asking for when he went out of his way to bring it up almost unprovoked. Joe Thomas, you know, when the Browns were losing games, I remember there would be people.
They were mad because he had the Wednesday day off.
He'd have the Wednesday day off. But we'd look at that and it'd be like, that guy's not a leader because of the Wednesdays. Doesn't he have to lead by example? And it's like, yeah, but what if on Wednesdays he's there working with every single offense, or the other days working with every single offensive lineman and stuff you never see?
We also found out later he was playing through PCL tears, and you know, and so it's, if you're a guy on the team and you know Joe's battling through that type of stuff, are you not looking at that as a form of leadership too? Of like, if he's doing it, I've got to do it.
And you know what? I know we got to go. It's fascinating, Kenny. The 14th straight reference, 14th day with a reference of the Dallas Cowboys documentary. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to get to it. You're going to finish it all.
The coach chair that they talked about yesterday.
Okay, that was good.
The cuck chair.
That was good. But I do want to say, like, it's so funny. Like, Jimmy Johnson, when he was the coach, without a doubt, he's ruling with an iron fist. He's cutting guys. He's deciding everything. He is riding those players, even the egomaniacs of the Cowboys. Well, Barry Switzer takes over, and it is a different shop. Okay, he did things a very different way, and so Troy Aikman became the leader. He could not be a passive guy. Troy Aikman became Jimmy Johnson, which is so interesting. And then you know what? They won a Super Bowl. They ended up winning a Super Bowl. They were so talented that Barry Switzer got no credit for it. But maybe at that time, that year, with the aging veterans, they couldn't grind it out in every single practice. They couldn't be that way. So it is funny, like, we in our minds have this, there's only one style of leadership. It's like, there's plenty of different ways to do this stuff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.